Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, December 24th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Coastal Windows and Exteriors completes fifth roof for Heroes donation, providing gaff roofing system to Middleborough Marine veteran. Coastal Windows and Exteriors recently completed their fifth Roof for Heroes donation by providing a free gaff roofing system to Marine Corps veteran Lenny Sezerlong in Middleborough, MA. This initiative, launched in 2020, aims to support veterans in need. The energy-efficient roofing system offers multi-layered defense against weather damage, crucial for the upcoming winter season. With electricity rates on the rise, a high-performance roof not only ensures comfort, but also long-term savings for veteran families. Coastal Windows and Exteriors' commitment to supporting veterans extends beyond the Roof for Heroes program, offering additional discounts and financing options for military personnel. To date, the company has received recognition for their outstanding dedication to serving active duty military personnel and veterans. For more information on their programs, U.S. active and military veterans can contact Coastal Windows and Exteriors.
Michelle Cam calls for greater support and education in navigating Canada's urban housing shift. Real estate broker and industry leader Michelle Cam is calling for greater support and education in navigating Canada's urban housing shift. With condos, lofts, and townhomes dominating new construction in major cities, Cam emphasizes the importance of understanding how these changes impact long-term housing stability and affordability. More than 70% of new homes in Toronto are condos, reflecting a 30% increase in high-density housing across Canada over the past decade. Cam advocates for more accessible housing resources, better municipal communication, and stronger buyer literacy to help people make informed decisions in a rapidly evolving market. As urban areas like Toronto are expected to grow significantly, Cam's career rooted in leadership and adaptation highlights the importance of staying curious and informed. Canadians can prepare for modern urban housing by learning about condo fees, visiting neighborhoods at different times, asking questions early, focusing on lifestyle fit, and staying informed about development plans in their city.
Dapper Codes announces strategic focus on search engine optimization. Dapper Codes, a Greenville-based company, has announced a strategic shift towards focusing exclusively on search engine optimization, SEO services. This decision comes as a response to the proven long-term benefits of SEO for sustainable growth and performance. By honing in on SEO as their core offering, Dapper Codes aims to help businesses create direct consumer connections and build brand trust in a competitive marketing landscape. Unlike paid advertising, SEO is a long-term asset that continues to drive organic customer engagement and brand visibility over time. The company believes that SEO is the key to reliable growth and stellar ROI for brands of all sizes, offering a more sustainable approach compared to paid marketing strategies.
Wallet-Friendly Handyman expands services to include commercial handyman and renovation solutions for Barrie area businesses. Wallet-Friendly Handyman, a trusted provider of residential handyperson services in Barrie and Simcoe County, has expanded to offer commercial handyman and renovation solutions. The new commercial division provides maintenance, office upgrades, retail improvements, and property upkeep with the same quality and affordable pricing. Owner Alexei Veprev stated that the team is ready to meet the needs of businesses with fast response times and code-compliant work. The global commercial handyman market is growing, and Wallet-Friendly Handyman services include maintenance, painting, electrical work, and emergency repairs. All work is backed by insurance and meets safety standards. For businesses in Barrie, Bradford, Collingwood, Orillia, and the GTA, free consultations and quick project starts are available. Learn more at walletfriendlyhandyman.com.
Darren and Mike, online business leaders, address growth through digital strategy. Online business leaders like Darren and Mike are addressing the importance of digital strategy in sustainable growth. Success online requires strategic planning, branding, audience engagement, and consistent execution. Without a clear digital business plan, ventures may struggle to gain traction. Darren and Mike emphasize practical digital strategies over short-term tactics, helping entrepreneurs grow through scalable systems and effective positioning. As digital entrepreneurship expands globally, accessible quality education is crucial. By focusing on structured growth and strategic execution, digital business educators are redefining how entrepreneurs approach online business, making it a viable and sustainable path for modern business owners.
Paul Arundel urges industry shift from speed to systems in new feature interview. Paul Arundel, a respected quality executive with over 30 years of experience, emphasizes the importance of shifting from speed to systems in technical fields like healthcare and manufacturing. Arundel's career has focused on building scalable quality systems that reduce errors and improve consistency. He warns against sprint-style workflows in high-risk environments, advocating for simple, scalable, system-based workflows instead. By turning complex forms into visual checklists and addressing process friction, teams can deliver better results. Arundel encourages professionals to track where work gets stuck, create shared systems, and train for understanding. He believes that true productivity comes from fixing what slows us down, not just moving faster.
Ahead of the curve, CIO Dr. Elise Su's early Hong Kong property investment. Dr. Elise Su, chief investment officer of a global family office, made early investments in Hong Kong residential properties in Q4 2024. The resurgence of Hong Kong's IPO market in 2025 led to increased liquidity and wealth creation, positioning property as a key destination for redeployment. Prime-grade A offices and mass residential housing are expected to benefit the most, while retail and secondary assets may lag. This selective capital flow reflects a virtuous cycle, where IPO-driven liquidity supports the property market's recovery. Dr. Su's strategic investment acumen and macroeconomic insight have been instrumental in navigating this market shift.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.